Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Learn to read with phonics. Unlock your reading superpower with short vowels and CBC words, dyslexia-friendly reading for kindergarten and first grade by Ella Fontaine, appears to be an early reading instruction book designed for beginning readers. Based on its title and positioning, the book belongs to the phonics and learn to read category. With a clear emphasis on short vowels, CBC words, and accessible reading practice for young children, its stated dyslexia-friendly approach suggests attention to readability, structure, and learner support, which are especially relevant for children who benefit from explicit and carefully paced decoding instruction. The book is aimed at kindergarten and first grade learners, a stage when children are typically building letter sound knowledge, blending skills, and confidence with simple words. Rather than presenting reading as guessing or memorization, the framing points to systematic phonics practice. The purpose of the book is likely to help children connect sounds to letters, read simple patterned words, and experience early success through controlled text that matches their developing decoding skills. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a phonics first path into reading, the strongest identifiable theme of the book is its phonics-based approach to early literacy. From the title alone, the book clearly centers reading instruction on the relationship between letters and sounds rather than on prediction or rote memorization. This matters because beginning readers, especially in kindergarten and first grade, usually benefit from direct practice in hearing sounds, matching them to letters, and blending them into words. A phonics-first structure also supports children in becoming independent readers because it gives them a repeatable strategy for decoding new words. In a book focused on short vowels and CVC words, that strategy is especially practical. Children can work with highly regular sound patterns and begin to notice how changing one letter changes the whole word. That type of controlled learning sequence is foundational in many early reading programs. For adults supporting a child, this kind of design is useful because it creates a clear teaching target. Instead of introducing too many word types at once, the material likely narrows attention to core sound patterns that are appropriate for true beginners. The result is a more manageable and confidence-building entry point into reading. Secondly, why short vowels and CVC words matter. Short vowels and CVC words are among the most common starting points in foundational reading instruction, and this book makes them central. CVC stands for consonant vowel consonant, a simple word pattern seen in words like cat, dog, and pen. These words are important because they are usually decodable for children who know basic letter sounds. A beginner can sound out each part and blend the word without needing advanced spelling knowledge. That makes CVC reading practice one of the clearest bridges between phonics lessons and actual reading. Short vowels are equally important because they appear frequently in early text and often require repeated exposure before children can identify them quickly and accurately. By highlighting short vowels, the book likely helps learners hear distinctions among sounds, such as a in cat, e in bed, I in pig, o in hot, and u in sun. This kind of contrast is essential for accurate decoding and spelling. A focused book on these patterns can reduce overload and help children build automaticity step by step. In practical terms, that means the child is not only learning letters but learning how those letters behave inside real words they can successfully read. Thirdly, dyslexia-friendly design as a learning support. A notable part of the book positioning is its dyslexia-friendly label. Without making claims beyond the available information, this signals an effort to make early reading practice more accessible to children who may struggle with print processing, decoding, or tracking text. In the context of beginner phonics books, dyslexia-friendly design often suggests a preference for clarity, simplicity, and structured progression. Those qualities are valuable not only for dyslexic learners but for many children who need explicit practice and a low-stress reading experience. A dyslexia-friendly emphasis also aligns well with the use of controlled word patterns such as CBC words. When the text is limited to what a child has been taught, it reduces unnecessary confusion and encourages successful decoding. This can support confidence, persistence, and attention. Parents and teachers often look for materials that avoid overwhelming page layouts or inconsistent skill demands, and a book presented this way is likely intended to meet that need, even when used outside a formal intervention setting. A beginner reader can benefit from material that respects processing load and keeps the focus on one achievable skill at a time. That accessibility is one of the practical strengths suggested by the book title. Fourthly, built for kindergarten and first grade readiness. The target audience named in the subtitle is kindergarten and first grade, and that age range helps define the book educationally. Children at this stage are often moving from letter recognition into the first real phase of decoding. They need books that are simple enough to match emerging skills, but meaningful enough to feel like real reading. A title focused on reading superpower language also suggests an encouraging tone, which can be especially effective for young learners who are just beginning to see themselves as readers. materials for this age group work best when they combine direct skill practice with a sense of success and progress. A beginner who can read a few words accurately may quickly gain motivation to try more. In that sense, a carefully leveled phonics book serves both an academic and an emotional function. It teaches sound-symbol relationships while also building reading confidence. The kindergarten and first grade framing also implies usefulness for home practice, homeschool settings, tutoring, and classroom reinforcement. Adults often need resources that are developmentally appropriate and easy to use without advanced training. A book that stays close to foundational decoding skills is likely to be valuable because it meets children where they are, rather than pushing them toward text they are not yet ready to decode independently. Lastly, confidence building through controlled early success. One of the most realistic strengths of a phonics book like this is the way it can turn reading into a sequence of achievable wins. The title phrase, "Unlock Your Reading Superpower," points toward motivation, encouragement, and the idea that reading skill grows through practice. For very young readers, early success matters. When children are given text that closely matches what they have already learned, they are more likely to decode accurately, notice patterns, and feel capable. This can be especially important for learners who have already started to believe that reading is hard or frustrating. Controlled practice with short vowel CVC words gives them material they can actually master. That mastery supports fluency at a basic level and can also improve spelling awareness, sound discrimination, and attention to print. A confidence-building approach is not separate from phonics instruction. It is one of the major reasons systematic phonics works well for beginners. Each small success reinforces the next skill. In a crowded category of early readers, books that keep instruction tightly aligned with beginner abilities often stand out because they help children do real decoding instead of relying on memory or pictures. That practical sense of progress is one of the clearest benefits associated with the themes of this book. In conclusion, this book is best suited for beginning readers in kindergarten and first grade, as well as for parents, tutors, homeschool educators, and teachers looking for simple phonics-based practice. It is particularly relevant for children who are still learning to blend sounds, distinguish short vowels, and read CBC words with growing confidence. The dyslexia-friendly positioning also makes it appealing to adults seeking more accessible early reading materials, especially for learners who benefit from structured, explicit, and visually manageable instruction. The practical benefit of a book like this is straightforward. It helps children work on foundational decoding skills using a narrow and developmentally appropriate word set that supports accuracy, independence, and a more positive relationship with reading. Intellectually, it reflects a well-established principle in early literacy instruction. Children learn best when taught sound-letter relationships directly and given decodable practice that matches their current skills. What helps this title stand out in its category is the combination of a clear phonics focus, an emphasis on short vowels and CBC words, and a reader-supportive framing that highlights accessibility. Rather than trying to do everything at once, it appears to concentrate on the exact skills many new readers need first. That focus purpose gives it practical value in the crowded early phonics market. If you would like to support Ella Fontaine, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.